Hello, and welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life, a place where we talk about ways for you to live the life you've always dreamed of. Oh, hello, friend. Welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life. I'm your host, Tierra, aka T, and I love to live a life that is bubbly, meaning an extraordinary life by your own design. On this podcast, we endeavor into the journey of creating the life that you've always dreamed of, your version of a bubbly life, however that looks like for you. You get to choose. So let's jump into it. Today, I want to talk a little bit about just like the magic going on and what I'm seeing in the synchronicities and the creation of your bubbly life. So my mentor is currently gallivanting across Croatia right now, which I love to see it, And I'm looking at all of her posts, and they're beautiful. And there are moments where I'm like, man, I want to live that life. I want to do that. And then it's like, what's stopping me? There is no stopping me. I get to choose how I live my life, what I want to do with my life. And it's super funny because today I was just talking to someone and they were like, oh yeah, I was in Thailand for the last 7 months, like teaching English. And I lived in a luxury apartment on the beach for like $180 American a month. And I was like, shut your face. This is what I want to do, right? You know, like there are so many glorious, amazing places. And if I decide, I can choose to live like that kind of life, right? I can choose to go where I want to go. I can choose to do what I want to do. I can choose to create the space for myself to live as I want to live. And so I'm like, you know, sometimes we look at our current life and then we look at the life that we desire, or I say we, meaning I look at my current life and I look at the life I desire. And then I look at like, all right, where's the disconnect, right? And so this like beautiful on the beach Thailand life, I'm like, all right, well, if I could just uproot myself and move to Thailand, granted, I'd have to be like a nocturnal animal because I would have to be on my current work hours. What would I prefer? I would prefer to work like normal, like during the day. I like to be up during the day and out and about and, you know, going to like the farmer's market and all that kind of stuff. That's like the dream. I don't want to work. I don't want to sacrifice that just to like live on the beach, you know, because it's dark. I can't enjoy it as much as I would if I enjoyed it during the day. And that's totally fine. So that was the thing. So it was just like, okay, well, what would need to happen for me to like work during the day or whatever? One, it would either be that I wouldn't have to adhere to the time frame of that, or I don't go to Thailand. I could go to like Mexico or something else, like a different country that is on a different timeline, in this similar time zone with like a similar rate of living on the beach kind of a thing. And kind of just reverse engineer. That's the name of the game that's happening right now. I was, you know, as I said, I was talking to my mentor and I'm like looking at their posts and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is amazing. And we were talking about, you know, how she got to where she is, where she said, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, I want to build a business where I can travel the world and still be making money wherever I am, right? Like she's, you know, made over $20,000 this month, like while she's on like this extended vacation, right? She's still posting, she's still showing up for her business, but it's just in a different way. Like it's amazing the world that we're living in right now with access to the internet and being able to do so many things just from like the comforts of our phone, from, you know, we don't need to be like attached to all the things. We can create, like, I mean, literally right now I'm recording this podcast from my phone. Do I have an expensive mic somewhere? Yes, I do. It's actually literally right beside me. I find the freedom and being able to record off of my phone and like walk around and do whatever I need to do so much more easeful. And that's the name of my game, right? I am looking for the freedom. That is what my spirit is calling for. And I used to get down on myself when I would look at the different, you know, how I like would switch. Like people would be like, oh, you're so indecisive. You're such a Libra. Oh my gosh. You like blah, blah, blah. You can't stick to anything. You're flighty. And not so much like people saying that to my face, because like no one says that to my face. I don't think anyone's ever called me flighty. But, you know, people are like, oh, Libras are flighty, da 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 da, like in the generic sense, right? Or I might hear something like that in a tarot reading, like a generic tarot reading, not a one-on-one. But it would bring to mind, okay, you're right. Like, you know, when it comes to work, when it comes to business, I will get down and dirty and like really like go all in into like whatever the whatever I've been taught or told to do to be successful. And then, you know, eventually if it doesn't work out the way I want it to work out in a efficient manner, or what I deem as an efficient manner, quickly enough, I get bored and I move on, right? And so there is this understanding that sometimes if I probably stuck to something longer, I would be where I wanted to be had I just kept going, had I just endured the discomfort for a longer period of time. But I also find that I'm not here to struggle, right? And so I'm often just looking for an more easeful way. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm looking for a more freeing way. So if I find that I'm consistently putting myself in another box, it might be a bigger box than the box that I'm currently in, but does that box make me happy? Is that cage, like I talked about before, is that cage really what makes me happy, or do I want something different? Right? And so thinking about what do I want? Where do I want to go? I then think about, okay, well, let's reverse engineer it. Let's see. This is what I want. This is what I want for myself. I want more free time. I want, you know, the days where if I don't feel like participating in anybody else's tomfoolery, if I just want to cuddle up with a nice warm cup of cacao and, I don't know, watch TV or just sit and listen to the beauty of nature or the ocean or whatever, I have the choice to do that. And while, yes, within a certain degree, we all have the choice to do that, right? Like maybe we choose to use, you know, a mental health day or a PTO day or whatever if we adhere to a certain lifestyle. If we are like our own entrepreneurs, then we do have that freedom of choosing what we do. But do we have to sacrifice, you know, well, if I decide not to participate in this today, does that mean I lose money, right? That's always like my balance, my inner, that's been my inner core for a long, long time of like, okay, well, I could choose to call in sick or I could choose to do this, but I would be trading either a PTO day or I would be trading, you know, when I worked part-time, then that meant that I would not be making as much money, like all of these different things. And so it's just like, what is more important to me? What is more of value in this particular moment? And sometimes, you know, most of the time I chose money. I'm not going to lie. That is just, you know, a big driving force to being able to have some of the freedoms that I want. A big part of my freedom is being able to eat whatever I want. And if I want to eat, you know, a big steak, guess what? In this current paradigm, I don't have a cow. So, and even if I did have a cow, I wouldn't know how to do any of the things to take said cow from cow to a steak. So I just, there's no way I can do it in this point in time in my life to have a steak without being able to pay for it. Unless, I mean, like, okay, if we open it up to like, oh, well, you know, a friend might take me out to eat and da 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 da. Okay, so on and so forth. Yes, there is an opportunity out there, but when consistently. I want the consistency of being able to choose what I want to eat, not like feel like, oh, if someone takes pity on me this week, like I'll have like one really good meal or whatever. Like, I don't want to be in that place or that space. I don't want to feel like that. I've been there, I've done that, and I don't like it. I don't like feeling like I have to be pitied or looked down upon or have to be entrusted to anything or anyone else. Like, I want that control. Call me a control freak, right? Like, we've been saying this like the whole time, is that we get to choose, right? And so I want to be able to choose, just like walking in the grocery store, walking it like in a restaurant, whatever, in any given moment, like I don't have to look to someone else. I get to look within. And so within my own bank account, that is also me choosing me, right? That's how I feel. So going back to this reverse engineering, right? So yeah, I'm living an awesome life and I love it. But what would make me feel more free? How could I feel more free? What could I do to better enjoy my day to day? Because, you know, like, life isn't short, but life isn't long either. Like, I feel like it's like there's like this duality. Like, yeah, it feels like, you know, time moves fast, and then but other times time moves slow. But then when you think about like how old you are and where you are in your life, like, oh my gosh, 30 something years has gone by, and it, like, in the moment, it, when I was thinking about it, it felt like so long. But now, like, it's like, holy crap, how did I graduate high school and college and all of these things so quickly, right? And so when I get to like 30 more years from now, do I want to be in the exact same space, or do I want to have had a whole bunch of other experiences and that I've been desiring my whole life? I'm choosing to get myself out of the box. I'm choosing to create the life. I'm choosing to reverse engineer what I want for my future to today. Giving myself more space, earning myself more money, creating for myself, looking at, okay, well, what would make me happier? What if I didn't have to worry about the money, if I didn't have to worry about these things, what would I want to do, right? I want to be traveling. I say this all the time, right? I want to, you know, engage with people. I still would want to be like on a stage. I still want to be talking. So motivational speaker seems like a great idea. Hosting retreats seem like a wonderful idea. Continuing this podcast, I freaking love it. So hell yeah with that. So building around these things that I would do, I'm happy to do without getting paid. So like continuing on with that, right? How to monetize, teaching other people to do what I do, teaching other people to live how I live. Mentorship has always been something that's like important to me. So I am like totally down for that. Like I said, motivational speaking, I'm here for it. Someone wants to hire me for an event, down to talk and hang out with you guys. You know, like if somebody wants that one-on-one connection, that check-in, I find, you know, like I said, I have my own mentor, right? And as I've progressed on through my life, I've learned to trust myself more, but I still check in. I still talk. I still participate in group settings and things like that to get a little bit more of that mastermind. And I'm excited to really start masterminding with more people and being a leader in that space. And inside the Abubbly Life community, I'm thinking maybe starting some masterminds as well over there. And it's going to be fun. It's building what I am enjoying, and I'm not feeling this pressure to succeed right now. I'm finding the joy in the journey of like, hey, okay, this is a reminder of what I want. And yes, I've created a space where I can have closer to it. And I'm just taking these steps, but I'm enjoying the journey, right? There's the rub, as they say, right? Living the dream, as they say. Ah, which I want to kind of like go into that phrase, living the dream. I feel like we all, like the way when people say living the dream, it's one dream they're referencing, like the white picket fence, the so on and so forth, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, the dream of doing whatever you want day to day, all that kind of stuff is living the dream. But the question is, like, what is your dream? When we say living the dream, oh, like, I always feel like, so when someone says living the dream, they're either, when they're referring to themselves, I hear like a touch of sarcasm. It's like, oh yeah, I'm living the dream. And I've definitely been like a victim, not victim is not the right word that I'm looking for. I've definitely done it myself where I'm like living the dream, right? Like I recognize, and when I said it, I knew that like it wasn't my dream. I was like I was saying in a space of like, I should not complain about my life. That was my mentality when I said, oh, living the dream, you know, like, oh, I have a job that's like super awesome. And like all of the jobs that I've had are super awesome. My bosses are super cool. Like I've gotten to like get away with all sorts of cool things. I don't know. Get away, but sounds like I'm like stealing, but no, like, you know, I have so many cool opportunities throughout my life that just seem freaking amazing. And, you know, so from the outside looking in, it's like, how dare I say that? Like, I'm not living the dream. Right. And so the thing is, we have to remember, what's our dream? What do we want so that we can live it? Again, what's the dream? Reverse engineer it and go from there. And yes, easy to say reverse engineer. Not as easy to do. I get it. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to take steps. I know for me, I'm like, oh, this is where I want to be. And then I try to take like huge, gaping, crazy, like almost doing the splits type of step to get to where I want to go. Cause I'm like imagining that it's going to make me like I'm thinking about it. Like if I was to do the splits and then try to like get up and then do the splits again and like move across the floor that way. Why? Why do I do these things to myself? Like the amount, like, yes, I can do the splits. It's a little bit uncomfortable. It takes like, and trying to get back up again is like getting down there is not the hard part. It's getting back up. Right. And so like, you know, to get back up and then do a split again and then get back up, like it's some work. I think it's a little bit easier to just stand up and take some steps. Like I'm like walking across my apartment right now. And I'm like, if I were to try to do this, like, physically do it, I'm like, it would take me so much longer to split across my apartment than it would to just like take some baby steps and like walk, right? And so I like know that sometimes I choose that route. I choose the splits route and I'm thinking it's going to get me there faster. I'm like stressing myself. I'm putting a lot more strain on my physical body. I'm putting a lot more strain on my mind, my spirit. I'm just lowering my vibrations, all this stuff to try to get to where I want to go. And then I'm tired. And I'm like, this isn't sustainable. I'm going somewhere else, right? Like that's kind of what's been the like the driving force of like what I was saying in the beginning of, you could call it giving up or shifting gears or making a pivot if you want to make it sound nicer, whatever, like whatever you're doing, like there's no judgment, right? I'm making a different choice to make it easier, because that's, like I said before, I don't want to struggle. I don't want to splits across the floor. So how can I stand back up and maybe just take some baby steps to where I want to go and get to where I want to go and figure it out? Because ultimately all of the different shifts and changes I've made in my life have gotten me pretty much to an essence of where I wanted to go, or as far as I believed I thought I could go. And then I can learn, okay, cool, like I've been able to do this. Let's shift again. Let's make another pivot so I can go even deeper into the desire, deeper into the dream of what I want. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Look at your life. Maybe learn from, I wouldn't call them mistakes, but learn from my awareness and bring some awareness into yourself as well. Like, okay, this is where I am. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. This is what makes me happy. This is, you know, it's not about being all sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns all day, every day. Yes, we have ups, we have downs, we have lessons, we have all of these things that show up for ourselves and help us to get deeper into our own awareness and get deeper into how to dig our way to the dream life and keep going. Be consistently aware of who you are, where you are, and where you want to go. And also be consistent in recognizing how amazing you are right here and right now in the moment, moment to moment. Because moment to moment gets you down to the future, back to the future, all that good stuff. All right, so make sure to go to www.abubbly.life. If you're not already part of the A Bubbly Life free community, join us, come, log in. You are more than welcome to go live in that community and talk about your thoughts after hearing this podcast. I would love to see it, love to hear it. There's also one-on-one mentorship available that you can sign up for on that website, all at the same link. And yeah, come join the family. Let's have a bubbly life. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. If you're not already subscribed, subscribe, share with your friends. Love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to Combos for a Bubbly Life. I invite you to subscribe, comment, and of course, follow the link in the description of this video to tap into more ways for you to live a bubbly life. Love you. Thank you.